You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the line, Lee, where are you calling from today?
Oh, wow. I'm in Okanagan, Washington. It's a little country town.
Tell me about Okanagan.
Okanagan, yeah. It's where I grew up. It's like 90 minutes north of Wenatchee, if you have any clue where that's at. Kind of by the Canadian border. Just a little country town. Like I said, I was born and raised here. It's home. Went off to school, went off college, moved back, and, you know, this is where I reside, and this is my hometown, so.
All right. Lee Morrison's our guest, folks, MMA fighter with a 13-4 record, of course. The UFC on Fox, now UFC on Fox 11. Are you excited about this main event for Bruce Wordham and Travis Brown?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm more excited for Misha Tate and the Liz Carmouche fight, just because I know Misha and Brad Carraway pretty well, so. That's an exciting fight. There's so many awesome fights on this card, and I just so happen to have a dinner scheduled with the in-laws tonight, so I'm trying to figure something out.
There's a thing called a DVR, or a video recorder, if you want to go back with tapes and that kind of stuff. You can watch this. Plus, you know, it'll be on the web for the most part, probably YouTube or something like that shortly thereafter. It's not a pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hear you. But it's always nice to sit in there with the live, you know, the live broadcast, so you don't accidentally hear about something on Facebook or messages, which I way too often do, you know. So I would definitely like to sit there and hear it live, but if I gotta hear the recap or watch it later, you know, so be it. That's life sometimes.
Okay, Lee Morrison's our guest. Lee, you got a fight on the schedule?
Nothing for sure. I know M1's bringing me back real soon. They were pretty happy with my last performance, even though it was a tough loss for me, but, you know, it just inspired me, honestly. You know, I made some key mistakes. I was able to zone in on some things that I really need to improve on, and, you know, I'm excited, man. So looking to go back in the next couple months to Russia and, you know, hopefully redeem myself and kick some butt.
Tell me about Alchemy Water. You drink it. What's it like?
It's awesome. It's as refreshing of a blast of water as you could get, honestly. You know, there's so many different bottled water companies. So many different kinds out there, but, you know, Alchemy definitely puts the time and research into it. So as far as what you're drinking, you know, you can drink water and it's, you know, it's water, you know, but when you drink Alchemy water, you're knowing you're getting the best, you know, you're getting the best refreshing, you know, crisp drink that you possibly can as far as water goes. And the and this is, the name speaks for itself, man. They're doing great things. They're an up-and-coming brand and, you know, definitely looking to branch out there. And I know they're going to be worldwide here, you know, in the next few years for sure.
pH balance, the pH is right. It's microcluster. There's antioxidants in it. It's some oxygenated, enhanced biodegradation. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And in the last 2 years, I mean, as far as a bottle is concerned, in the last 2 years, and still have this punch 2 years later. The bottom line is I've drinking it, and I'm drinking it right now. I've got cases of it at home, and I'm enjoying it. We'll see what happens. I don't think it'll make me have a comeback or anything like that. But Lee Morrison's our guest. Lee, when you look at Travis Brown and Fabrice Wordham, what does Travis Brown bring to the dance? I know what he brings to the dance, but tell my listeners.
He's a big, tough, you know, strong dude. He's the type of guy who's got a mindset that he's going to go in there and, you know, get his hand raised and, you know, even if he doesn't, he's going to leave his heart out there and give it everything he has for every minute of the fight. So, you know, he's definitely going to show up tonight ready to go. And as far as his opponent, man, what can you say about him? You know, he's got a record that speaks for itself, and he's a very tough guy. So, you know, I'm really excited to, one, watch it live, or two, hear about it later. But, yeah, it's definitely a heavyweight match that I'm really excited about. So, you know, hopefully it lives up to its potential tonight.
So who are you tight with, Misha Tate or Liz Carmouche?
Misha. I know Misha.
Yeah.
Her and Carraway, I've known them since their Spokane days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I go way back with them. I've been able to train with them here and there. And you know, anytime you know somebody, it's a lot easier to root for them and follow them. So, you know, they both need a win tonight, pretty desperately as far as I'm concerned. So hopefully Misha can pull it off and she sticks to her game plan and, you know, ends up the winner and gets her hand raised.
Misha Tate, they call her Cupcake. She's a fine, fine lady as far as looks are concerned. 13-5. She's weighed 135 pounds. Of course, she's lost to Ronda Rousey. As has Liz Carmouche, who slapped a chokehold on Ronda. She's 8-4. Were you surprised Ronda was able to just power her way out of that?
Yeah, that was a tricky one, man. We saw that choke applied, and it was deep, it was nasty. You could see it. And, you know, there for a moment, it was like, you know, you're sitting there watching, and you're about ready to watch something that...
it's over!
Yeah, it's kind of like an Anderson Silva, like a shocker moment. You know, it was almost there, it was right there, but it just, you know, she's a world champion for a reason. You know, it's not like she hasn't been put in that position before. So she definitely, womaned up, you know, and got out of it, did what she needed to do to win. But damn, well, that was a close one, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was real close. We're talking with Lee Morrison, folks. Of course, a segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check out their website. Read about the product, Alchemy Water, alkamewater.com. Now, Lee Morrison, Misha Tate, now you like her. And is Liz Carmouche an opponent here? I mean, is this an even fight? Is this a fight that Misha Tate's supposed to take and run away with? What's going on?
No, this is going to be close. It's going to be really close. Liz is a very tough chick. She just keeps coming. You know, she's a brawler. I'm pretty sure she has a pretty extensive military background, so she's got the mindset. She's in there fighting life or death, you know what I mean, sort of say. She's going in there and laying all her chips on the table in the cage, and she always shows up. Sort of say in beast mode. So I'm looking for Misha to outclass her, and I know she's got a game plan going into this. And so I think her main aspect of this fight is to stick to her game plan and pull it off effectively. Otherwise, I could see Liz possibly, you know, getting in and taking down Misha and, you know, grinding her out. But I just truly hope that Misha can stick to a game plan and pull it off and be the technical victor. Otherwise, if it gets into a grind, man, I think Liz, you know, might be the winner on that note. So it's going to be a battle the whole entire fight, any way you look at it.
Okay. Ranked lightweights, you know something about lightweights. Number eight ranked Donald Cerrone, the Cowboy, 22-6, taking on number 12, Edson Barboza, 13-1. They call him Junior. This is a good fight.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Barboza, I haven't been able to follow him as much as I would like. You know, you kind of get caught up in the MMA world, especially when you're a competitor, and it kind of consumes you, especially with the workout. So I haven't really been able to follow him as much. Donald Cerrone, anybody who follows MMA, whether it's UFC, whether it's sort of say Zuffa Zombie, or they're in any promotion, they know Donald Cerrone, man. He's got an attitude. He's got charisma. He's an amazing fighter. So, you know, that's going to be a battle. Barboza, I mean, he's got a record, speaks for itself. Sometimes you get the best of Donald, and sometimes, you know, he shows up and he doesn't lay it all out there. But, man, I know this is a big one for Donald, and I'm hoping he shows up. Man, he does what that cowboy needs to do, and, you know, he runs away with the reins and gets his hand raised. So,
USC on Fox 11 tonight. Of course, that's USC on Fox 11 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Let's talk about UFC 172 with Lee Morrison. Lee, talk to me. John Jones, did you think he lost against Gustafson, Alex Gustafson?
You know, I thought it was really close. To say he lost.
I mean, did he lose three rounds or not?
Oh, man. I'd say two for sure. The other one's up in the air. And, you know, it just comes down to the whole judging. You know, it's who's sitting in the judging seats and what they're seeing through their eyes. So, you know, and it goes back to the whole you gotta take the belt away from the champion, and I understand that. That's how it should be. But, you know, Gustafson did a great job. He battled, you know, but I don't think it was decisive enough to say he had three rounds or four rounds in the bag. You know, another fight, another night maybe, but, you know, I think Jones did enough to not lose, I guess, if you could say it that way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say it was right with Jones keeping it, but, damn, it was close. It was really close. So. If it went the other way, I wouldn't have been surprised either, but, you know, it was really close.
One more fight on the USC pay-per-view, of course, the this is going to be a great fight, too. I'm talking about Glover Teixeira taking on John Jones. That's the main event. Now, Glover Teixeira has had hot and cold days. I mean, at one point in time, I thought he was the next Rage at 205. Then he sort of didn't look lackluster a couple of times. John Jones going to lick him like a stamp or what?
You know, like you said, he, not John Jones, the opponent, he shows up sometimes, most of the time, and sometimes, you know, it's just for whatever reason, he's not, you know, 100% what you're expecting out of him. But, man, Jones, he's talented, he's young, you know, I think he knows that he's got to pick it up a notch, too, so I'm sure he did what he needed to do in the training camp. But as far as picking a winner, I'd have to go with Jones. It's hard to count him out. I don't know about you know, a decisive victory, but nonetheless, it's an exciting fight, and I'm stoked to watch it.
Lee Morrison, all the best to you. Thanks for spending some time with us today, huh?
Thank you, sir, man. Have a good one. I appreciate it.
Come back real soon. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by The Difference. That's right, The Difference in Water, alchemywater.com. Check them out, their website, alkamewater.com, alchemywater.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Walk the way that you talk.